Sessions of Parliament. Summoning. The President from time to time summons each House of Parliament to meet. But, the maximum gap between two sessions of Parliament cannot be more than 6 months. In other words, the Parliament should meet at least twice a year. There are usually three sessions in a year, viz. 1. The budget session, February to May. 2. The monsoon session, July to September, and 3. The winter session, November to December. A session of Parliament is the period spanning between the first sitting of a House and its prorogation, or dissolution in the case of the Lok Sabha. During a session, the House meets every day to transact business. The period spanning between the prorogation of a House and its reassembly in a new session is called recess. Adjournment. A session of Parliament consists of many meetings. Each meeting of a day consists of two sittings, that is, a morning sitting from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and post-lunch sitting from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. A sitting of Parliament can be terminated by adjournment or adjournment sine die or prorogation or dissolution, in the case of the Lok Sabha. An adjournment suspends the work in a sitting for a specified time, which may be hours, days, or weeks. Adjournment sine die. Adjournment sine die means terminating a sitting of Parliament for an indefinite period. In other words, when the House is adjourned without naming a day for reassembly, it is called adjournment sine die. The power of adjournment as well as adjournment sine die lies with the presiding officer of the House. He can also call a sitting of the House before the date or time to which it has been adjourned or at any time after the House has been adjourned sine die. Prorogation. The presiding officer, speaker or chairman, declares the House adjourned sine die, when the business of a session is completed. Within the next few days, the President issues a notification for prorogation of the session. However, the President can also prorogue the House while in session. The specific differences between adjournment and prorogation are summarized in Table 22.1. Dissolution. Rajya Sabha, being a permanent house, is not subject to dissolution. Only the Lok Sabha is subject to dissolution. Unlike a prorogation, a dissolution ends the very life of the existing house, and a new house is constituted after general elections are held. The dissolution of the Lok Sabha may take place in either of two ways. One, automatic dissolution, that is, on the expiry of its tenure of 5 years or the terms as extended during a national emergency, or 2. Whenever the President decides to dissolve the House, which he is authorized to do. Once the Lok Sabha is dissolved before the completion of its normal tenure, the dissolution is irrevocable. When the Lok Sabha is dissolved, all business including bills, motions, resolutions, notices, petitions and so on pending before it or its committees lapse. They, to be pursued further, must be reintroduced in the newly constituted Lok Sabha. However, some pending bills and all pending assurances that are to be examined by the Committee on Government Assurances do not lapse on the dissolution of the Lok Sabha. The position with respect to lapsing of bills is as follows. 1. A bill pending in the Lok Sabha lapses, whether originating in the Lok Sabha or transmitted to it by the Rajya Sabha. 2. A bill passed by the Lok Sabha but pending in the Rajya Sabha lapses. 3. A bill not passed by the two houses due to disagreement and if the President has notified the holding of a joint sitting before the dissolution of Lok Sabha, does not lapse. 4. A bill pending in the Rajya Sabha but not passed by the Lok Sabha does not lapse. 5. A bill passed by both houses but pending assent of the President does not lapse. 6. A bill passed by both houses but returned by the President for reconsideration of houses does not lapse. Table 22.1 Adjournment vs. Prorogation. Adjournment. Prorogation. 1. It only terminates a sitting and not a session of the House. 1. It not only terminates a sitting but also a session of the House. 2. It is done by presiding officer of the House. 2. It is done by the President of India. 3. It does not affect the bills or any other business pending before the House and the same can be resumed when the House meets again. 3. It also does not affect the bills or any other business pending before the House. 13. However, all pending notices, other than those for introducing bills, lapse on prorogation and fresh notices have to be given for the next session. In Britain, prorogation brings to an end all bills or any other business pending before the House. Quorum. Quorum is the minimum number of members required to be present in the House before it can transact any business. It is 1/10 of the total number of members in each House including the presiding officer. It means that there must be at least 55 members present in the Lok Sabha and 25 members present in the Rajya Sabha, if any business is to be conducted. If there is no quorum during a meeting of the House, it is the duty of the presiding officer either to adjourn the House or to suspend the meeting until there is a quorum. Voting in House. All matters at any sitting of either House or joint sitting of both the Houses are decided by a majority of votes of the members present and voting, excluding the presiding officer. Only a few matters, which are specifically mentioned in the Constitution like impeachment of the President, amendment of the Constitution, removal of the presiding officers of the Parliament and so on, require special majority, not ordinary majority. The presiding officer of a House does not vote in the first instance, but exercises a casting vote in the case of an equality of votes. The proceedings of a House are to be valid irrespective of any unauthorized voting or participation or any vacancy in its membership. The following points can be noted with respect to the voting procedure in the Lok Sabha. 1. On the conclusion of a debate, the Speaker shall put the question and invite those who are in favor of the motion to say aye and those against the motion to say no. 2. The Speaker shall then say, I think the ayes, or the noes, as the case may be, have it. If the opinion of the Speaker as to the decision of a question is not challenged, he shall say twice, the ayes, or the noes, as the case may be, have it and the question before the House shall be determined accordingly. 3. A. If the opinion of the Speaker as to the decision of a question is challenged, he shall order that the lobby be cleared. B. After the lapse of 3 minutes and 30 seconds, he shall put the question a second time and declare whether in his opinion the ayes or the noes have it. C. If the opinion so declared is again challenged, he shall direct that the votes be recorded either by operating the automatic vote recorder or by using aye and no slips in the House or by the members going into the lobbies. 4. If in the opinion of the Speaker, the division is unnecessarily claimed, he may ask the members who are for aye and those for no respectively to rise in their places and, on account being taken, he may declare the determination of the House. In such a case, the names of the voters shall not be recorded. Language in Parliament. The Constitution has declared Hindi and English to be the languages for transacting business in the Parliament. However, the presiding officer can permit a member to address the House in his mother tongue. In both the Houses, arrangements are made for simultaneous translation. Though English was to be discontinued as a floor language after the expiration of 15 years from the commencement of the Constitution, that is, in 1965, the Official Languages Act, 1963, allowed English to be continued along with Hindi. Rights of Ministers and Attorney General. In addition to the members of a House, every minister and the Attorney General of India have the right to speak and take part in the proceedings of either House, any joint sitting of both the Houses and any committee of Parliament of which he is a member, without being entitled to vote. There are two reasons underlying this constitutional provision. 1. A minister can participate in the proceedings of a House, of which he is not a member. In other words, a minister belonging to the Lok Sabha can participate in the proceedings of the Rajya Sabha and vice versa. 2. A minister, who is not a member of either House, can participate in the proceedings of both the Houses. It should be noted here that a person can remain a minister for 6 months, without being a member of either House of Parliament. Lame duck session. It refers to the last session of the existing Lok Sabha, after a new Lok Sabha has been elected. Those members of the existing Lok Sabha who could not get re-elected to the new Lok Sabha are called lame ducks.